The last days. A lot of people would say, well, we're not there yet. The last days maybe are in the future a little bit, but we haven't arrived there yet. What would you say?
Well, I'd say that you need to get equipped and get informed with what's going on, because times have changed. And yeah, maybe the Christian community has been saying, granted, for a few decades now that Jesus is coming back, and he is coming back. Okay. But times have changed. Things are happening on such a rapid scale that even minute passages of the Bible and Bible prophecy are coming to pass, never before in the history of the church. And we're seeing the when you take a look at the events during the seven-year tribulation and the technology and the geopolitical system, the religious system, what's going to happen to the planet, when you take a look at what those events are during the seven-year tribulation, we're seeing for the first time in man's history, it isn't coming. It's already here, and it's already being put into place, the ability to pull off those events in the seven-year tribulation. Therefore, logically, how much closer then is the rapture of the church, which takes place prior? That's what's different with these times.
A lot of people have spoken of the Jews. They are God's timepiece. They are back in the land. That sort of started a clock ticking, and that would be reason number one. I think that the presence of the Jewish people in the Holy Land, right?
Oh, absolutely. Certainly becoming a nation again, that was huge. And becoming a united nation and becoming a nation one day. And I mean, all these things are prophesied, in the scripture. And, unfortunately, the Bible also says that during the 7-year tribulation, 2/3 of the Jewish people are going to be annihilated. Another Jewish Holocaust is coming. And so you're thinking, well, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that just happened in World War II not that long ago. How in the world could mankind so quickly repeat the same mistake? Mm-hmm. Well, what do we see in the news today? And we certainly bring this out. 1/4, they just came out with a new study. 1/4 of the planet holds anti-Semitism views. 1/4 of the planet holds anti-Semitism views. Certain countries like Greece, 69% of the people are anti-Jewish mindset there. It is being repeated. If you look at even recent articles, recently, you're starting to see headlines like Jewish people are concerning to flee Europe again. It's getting extremely bad. Which, of course, why is that important? Well, we know logically, unfortunately, that kind of anti-Semitic view is going to increase again, because there's going to be, unfortunately, another Jewish Holocaust. That's happening as we sit here.
Wow. And, of course, this is in the news virtually every day now. Anti-Semitism is literally exploding. And, of course, that would be a very big sign. We're coming to the time of the Antichrist. And let's talk about the Antichrist in practical terms. A lot of people say he's alive today. Mm-hmm. They don't know who he is. I certainly don't know who he is. You think he's alive today?
Oh, I think very well could be. And part of that, too, is we know that during the seven-year tribulation, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, he is going to go up into the rebuilt Jewish temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God. So then, therefore, you go, well, how close is that event? Well, what are the Jewish people also doing at the same time? They're not just back in the land. What are they pushing for? The rebuilt of the Jewish temple.
Sure.
In fact, we even share, they're actually now putting out not only commercials for you to come over there, with the Temple Institute and check out their, how far they've got with all the vessels and the research and the plans, and you can even watch a 3D animation, of the plans, but they're also putting out commercials, to the Jewish people. We share one of them on there that the children are ready. Just build the temple. They are so itching to build the temple. In fact, this was wild. They are so expectant of the Jewish people that the temple will be built anytime now, and, that they believe that the Messiah will come back. That they are actually, Jewish, real estate, folks are actually, putting in their, rental agreements and lease agreements what's called the Messiah Clause.
Hmm.
And the Jewish people, it's wild. This is how expectant they are, that they are putting in this Messiah Clause with their tenants because they don't want to be stuck, having to wait for them to finish out their lease or tenant if they're outside, Jerusalem, if the Messiah comes back. They want to have a clause to be able to negate it so they can hurry up and get back to Israel in time for the Messiah's arrival. I mean, just little things like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's never been here before.
In other words, regarding the coming of the Messiah as something absolutely real and predictable,
mm-hmm.
which most people don't. To most people, the coming of Jesus, even to most Christians, is kind of a metaphor.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen. It might not happen. Let's not be too serious about it, you know. And I don't think people are really that serious. And all the while, we see all the signs coming past us. Modern technology has become almost demonic.
Yeah.
And you cover that in this series as well. A lot of the bizarre technological developments would seem aimed at enslaving humanity, making paving the way, if you will, for the Antichrist system.
Yeah, well, and certainly we talk about that, mentioned with the Antichrist, you know, it talks about people worshiping his image, and this image had the ability to, you know, kill people if they didn't do what he said and worship him, etc., working with the false prophet. And you certainly see with the technology, you got with 3D holograms, you got people coming back to life, like we mentioned, we did before with Tupac.
Yeah, let's stop at 3D holograms.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Producing the image of a person. You know, there's a clause in Revelation that talks about the image of the beast.
Yeah.
And the false prophet is able to sort of make people believe and worship the image of the beast. Could be a 3D hologram, right?
Well, absolutely. And you got some interesting things going on the planet right now. You have that. And again, it's not coming. It's already here and already being put into place. This is what's different this time around. And the 3D hologram technology is already being put into place. They're already using it for concerts. They did that for Tupac. They did it for Michael Jackson. And then you're seeing political leaders, who the Antichrist will be, right? You're seeing political leaders. We even show the video clip of the leader in Turkey, and he's using a 3D holographic image to talk to the crowd, whether it's Michael Jackson, whether it's Tupac, or whether it's a leader around the world. When you listen and see the reaction of the people, it's like they're worshiping them. Like it's when Michael Jackson came back from the dead. It looks like it's him, and he's dancing on stage. It looks real. Right? When this leader is making his announcement in Turkey, the people are going nuts over this image. Couple that with what's also going on at the Vatican. I'm not saying necessarily Pope Francis is the false prophet, but you're looking at a global religious leader, and guess what they're using to make their announcements? They're using global 3D broadcasts. And I like what one guy had said. He says, you put all this technology together, and could we be seeing right now that the Vatican is experimenting with the actual technology that will be used to announce the Antichrist arrival?
Well, the Vatican is known to be to have a welcoming attitude to our visitors from on high, from other galaxies.
Yeah.
They've actually developed encyclicals, position papers, stating that when the aliens come, we'll be glad to welcome them into our ranks.
Well, and it's a false gospel. And again, it's a loaded statement. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And if you certainly had some alien deception that was going on, and the hybrid issue and the Nephilim in Genesis 6, we're seeing that repeated today. And the Vatican is one of the big headquarters for this. Certainly with the astronomers there, they're promoting basically that they're going to be our new saviors. And that we need to listen. They say that the aliens, what they're teaching is false, obviously, that they are our new saviors, that they're outside the fall of man. So if they're outside the fall of man, then their knowledge of God, and i.e. the gospel, is going to be higher than our knowledge, even above the scripture. And so then when they show up, we need to submit to what they have to say about God and things of that nature. Now, that's one thing for some astronomers in the Vatican to promote this, but they have the ear of Pope Francis, and we actually share a video clip on there as well, where it's stated on record that he would be willing to baptize an alien, and that when these people come, we need to submit what they have to say, and that they are preparing, their words, not mine, that not to set a date or anything, but they are preparing an announcement from the Vatican for imminent disclosure that these things are real and they're here to save us. Oh, here's another wild thing.
Wow.
Is they're also saying, they deny, of course, the virgin birth. And what they're saying is what was really going on with the virgin birth is that Jesus was genetically created from the aliens. And he's like a star seed or star child. And so what they're setting people up is for like a pseudo false coming. So just as the aliens came and star seeded Jesus at his first coming to save the planet, quote unquote, according to them, they're going to show up again as a kind of false second coming to save the planet once again. And it's one thing for them to say that, but the Vatican is actually promoting this. It's insane.
So you have a pseudo-technology masquerading as the salvation of humanity in a way, and strange belief systems. There's another sign that you give, and that is a kind of a global upheaval. There's a restlessness. There is a sort of a fear that sometimes you can't quite put your finger on it, but everybody seems to be just a little bit anxious about what they see going on these days.
Yeah, well, you certainly, that's what Jesus says. You know, the disciples, of course, come to him and says, you know, tell us, how do we know it's getting close? What's the sign of your coming? And he first says, you know, watch out that no one deceives you, right? And then he starts going on into the classic worldwide upheaval, if you will, signs. And he talks about wars and rumors of wars and nations rising against nations, and turn on the news. What's going around the planet, right? And it's escalating on a massive scale. And then specifically with, you know, Ezekiel 38 and other passages, what's going to happen with Israel, the nations from the north and the Islamic nations surrounding Israel, that's all being put into play as we speak. Mm-hmm. So certainly wars and rumors of wars, people realize that something is horribly wrong and it's not getting better. But so as he talks about pestilence and boy, is that on the news, right?
Oh,
measles
yes.
going crazy. We got the Ebola issue going on. You got the technology, modern technology is actually fueling that pestilence to happen, because now for the first time in mankind's history with this technology, we can bring those diseases across very quickly within just a matter of hours with plane flights, and that's never been here before, but it's here now. And then you got earthquakes and the rise of earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Has had a couple.
We've had like 2,000 earthquakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, I think there were 1,500 earthquakes that were right around 3.0 on the MMI scale.
Yeah.
Which is brand new for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're happening all the time. You know, earthquakes in diverse places, said Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Here we are in Oklahoma.
Well, and that's just it. And it's not just Oklahoma. It's other places like Alabama and Ohio. And you're like, you know, and of course I joke in the study, I say it's because we all know that when we were growing up, our moms warned us, whatever you do, don't move to Alabama because that's earthquake country. Right? It's like, what? And what are earthquakes doing in Alabama? But it's happening all over the world.
Let's talk about apostasy. One of the 10 signs of the last days that you talk about is the rise of apostasy.
Yeah.
Apostasy, falling away from the faith.
Yeah.
Now, that would be Bible-believing Christians and Christian congregations falling away from the faith. And you're seeing this, I take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing it, and again, in great massive detail. You know, Paul talks about how in the last days you're going to see people gather around themselves, teachers who will tickle their ears.
Yeah.
He says there that they're going to turn away from the truth and turn aside to myths, right? Well, when you talk about specifics, and again, this is happening as we speak. It's not coming. It's already being put into play, even with apostasy. When it tickle your ears, it's kenetho in the Greek, and it means only pleasant things. Myths there is muthos, and it literally means stories made up. So how do you know you're living the last days? That you're seeing the apostasy, right? Well, when you go to church services and all you hear is pleasant things and stories made up, I just described 95% of the American church. Is what's happening. That's how far the apostasy has gone.
You know, we all remember, and sometimes people laugh at the old fire and brimstone preacher, the hellfire and brimstone preacher. And we've come to the point now where a lot of people are saying, well, there's no such thing as hell. Don't worry about it. And we're here to celebrate Jesus, and we have lots of songs, and we have good times and fellowships and potluck suppers and so forth. But as far as teaching, actually preaching the gospel in church, that's diminishing.
Yeah, because you know what happens? If you start saying, you know what, you're a sinner and you're in danger of going to hell, and then of course you share the good news, well, but there's a solution. His name is Jesus Christ. God's merciful. He's made a way that we can be forgiven. But if you get to that first step, rightly so, and share the gospel, you're a sinner. Hey, you know what? That hurts people's self-esteem. And you know what? They might get disgruntled. And you know what? They might leave. And we can't have that, you know. So because the new way in church has nothing to do with spiritual growth, which is what Jesus said, go out there and make disciples, okay, disciplined learners is what the word means. It's all about numbers, right? And you got to keep the numbers up, because if you keep the numbers up, then you have bigger finances. And if you have bigger finances, then you have bigger buildings and all that stuff. And that's the focus today. And it's all a game. It's been created by what's called the church growth movement. And it's all a game to create an atmosphere where there's no conviction, There's no talk about hell. You don't hear the gospel because you don't want to offend anybody, because the new successful church is one that's got a bunch of numbers. And if I stated several times before, I said, well, excuse me? I mean, think about it. You're going to have to stand before God if you're a true born-again pastor, right? You're called to teach and to prepare and to feed and protect the flock. Okay, you got a congregation of 505,000. I don't care what the number is, but only five of them are saved. What in the world did you just accomplish? Mm. Are you trying to send people to hell? As crazy as that sounds, that's the American church today.
It is indeed. Now, let's move to another area and talk about this idea of high-tech controlling mankind. You might call it the budding of the Antichrist technology. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of driving down the interstate or driving down a freeway or even in downtown Oklahoma City. And I look up and there's a camera and mm-hmm. there's another camera. And I realize suddenly that I'm being watched by a bunch of cameras.
Yeah.
And then you have drones
yeah.
with cameras on them. And I'm not talking about expensive drones. Everybody's got one now. You can, mm-hmm. a couple hundred dollars, you can buy a drone with a camera on it, learn how to fly it, and check up on your neighbor's backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the science of watching other people move around has risen to a level that is getting positively scary.
Well, scary, and again, it's not coming. It's already here. Already being put into place. That's what makes these times different. One of the drones, just one of the drones that we document, you talk about cameras and watching people, is a drone that is out there. It's called Argus, and people can check it out themselves. We share the actual video clip of the technology that people share and what it can do. This drone has at an altitude of 17,500 feet. It monitors whole cities at a whack. And I mean whole cities at a whack. And it's not pictures, it's video. It's high-res video from 17,500 feet up. They can even see what's going on in the ground. Not only that, it's all being recorded to where they now have the ability with these drones watching whole cities all at a whack. They actually can type in like, hey, what was so-and-so doing 3 days ago? It's like a video search engine with these drones. We actually share the actual technology. Mm. They're watching whole communities as we speak. And that's just from above. Google is big on this technology.
Yeah.
Google wants to be the mind of God, you know, is what they've stated.
If one man controls something like this, wow, this would mean that if you didn't adhere and conform to what he wanted you to do, if he decided to get rid of you, he could do it.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing that they're doing is they're combining this technology. They're starting to get man out of the element of it. And they're turning to AI system, artificial intelligence systems, to run these camera systems. One of the ones that we came across was the bombing incident in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what the new system that they decided to install in place? It's an AI system. It's a self-learning AI system that takes man out of the element of watching all these cameras that are all connected out in society.
AI, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
You know what? There was something called the Turing test. And the original designer of the digital computer, Alan Turing, way back at the end of World War II, sort of pioneered all this. And he said, at some point in time, certainly not back then, but at some point in the future, he said, there will be a computer on the other side of a wall, and you'll be able to talk to it, and you won't be able to tell whether you're talking to a computer or a human being.
Yeah.
That day has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, the Turing test has been demonstrated. They've had people actually talking to voices on the other side of the wall, and the individuals were unable to tell whether they were talking with a human being or a machine.
Yeah.
So we have true artificial intelligence
mm-hmm.
now. And believe me, in biblical context, that's a scary idea.
It's not only scary, even the non-Christian bigwigs around the planet who are aware of this technology, they are saying within 5 years, this could actually unfold to where we're going to eclipse. You know, some of the transhumanists and things that they want to use that technology also to upload their brains, and that's a whole other issue. And, you know, they originally were predicting 2045, and the number keeps coming down, but the AI specialists are saying that we are headed towards the event called Singularity, where machines, just like in the Terminator movies, it's like Hollywood's preparing us for the future,
yeah,
is not make-believe. It's not Hollywood. They're saying it could happen within just 5 years, and they're very, very concerned about it.
Well, The Bible is right on target with all this. It talked about the rise of knowledge in the latter days. Daniel spoke of many people traveling to and fro and knowledge increasing. What he meant was knowledge would increase exponentially. It would explode. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that.
Yeah.
And what else are we seeing? Well, we're seeing the economy right on the verge of crashing.
Yeah.
Somebody then must rush in and say, I can save the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And we know who he is.
Yeah. Well, and at the same time you're seeing the global economies come together the scripture talks about this ten-horn kingdom. And you take a look at some of the geopolitical issues that are going on. Our planet has already been split up, and at least from the people behind this, are already been split up into 10 different chunks. We actually exposed the report from the UN's website, and to where they said that they already have the planet into 10 chunks ruled by 10 rulers. And it's just like, man, you're taking a page out of the scripture. It's just crazy. But they're already seeing the planet already being split up and evolved. Not 122, not 15, but exactly 10 chunks, 10 kingdoms, if you will, ruled by 10 rulers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a financial thing. And of course, we saw that with the European Union. It wasn't just a group of nations coming together to form a union. It was an economic union. But what are you going to do with those resistors? Well, you create a crisis, you manage the outcome. So if the economy start going down, it's an excuse to, we got to survive this. We got to somehow be a part of this. At the same time that's going on, Gary, is we're seeing a major push towards going cashless because we're going to have a one-world economy, but it's going to be cashless because ultimately that cash, if you will, is going to be stored on the right hand or the forehead with the mark of the beast system to control all the buying and the selling on the planet. And we are seeing for the first time in mankind's history not only individuals preferring cashless transactions on a massive scale, but we're seeing for the first time in mankind's history whole countries switching to cashless society. That's never been here before. Sweden is just one of those countries, and they are almost, as we sit here, completely cashless. And at the same time, you know what they're pushing? A new hand payment system. We just exposed this. A new hand payment system using the right hand called Quickster. And you can now pay with your hand being scanned, your right hand. And at the same time, you know what the latest rage is over there? They're having implant parties. And we share implant parties. Right? Because the tattoo industry, the body piercing industry is now moving into stage 3, okay? And the latest rage now is to get a new body implant, and it's called a microchip. And that microchip not only stores your information, but you can make payments with it. All that's happening right now as we sit here.
Well, tattoos are old hat. You can get yourself implanted now.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Got to push the envelope.
What would you warn people to be watching for? Somebody who's out there saying, wow, what's the thing that I should be watching for with most fervency?
Well, certainly I would say what you're seeing is going on in the world today.
Yeah.
Certainly with all the calamities, the world's getting worse and worse. We know it's going to happen. But also you're seeing with the technology and the technology to literally not only monitor mankind, but to unify the payment system into using biometrics, which is the term they use, which is conditions for the mark of the beast. All the technology and certainly the upheaval, this is exactly what the scripture said would happen in the last days.